Hi guys! Yep, I'm so glad to be back here. Wow, what can I say? The reception I got from last week's opening episode was amazing. Like, I have people telling me that, Dayo, when the next episode is going to be aired, just send me the link. The reception was overwhelming. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. It really surpassed my imagination. Thank you so much. If you're just joining us for the first time, my name is Timmy Dayo. Timmy Dayo maybe. Adidi is my brand name. And I will be your host in the Emotional Cycle of Intelligence. This podcast and previous episode can be listened to on Apple Podcast, on Google Podcast, on Anchor, which is our primary host, on Breaker, on Pocket Cast, Radio Cast, and of course on Spotify. These are the platforms you can always access all my episodes. Last week, which was our introductory episode, I told us what the whole circle is all about, the emotional circle of intelligence. I also was clear about what to expect and the kind of feedbacks I also would love to have from every one of you. Very importantly, we lay the foundation that we are all relational beings. We relate with nature, we relate with people around us, relate with ourselves, meaning interpersonal relationship, and relate with the supreme deity up there, which is our human to deity relationship. This has birthed a lot of religions, spirituality as a whole, like you would have it. So without further ado, what are we going to talk about today? I remember last week I told us that we lay the foundation, we'll build upon it. Okay, so what is emotional intelligence? That's our topic today. What does emotional intelligence mean? Where, at what point do you say I am an emotionally intelligent person? Let me be clear. Emotional intelligence is a process, it's a journey. See it as a journey. It's not an achievement. It's not a destination. It's a journey. It's a process. So you keep growing by the day. All right? Unlike IQ, there is no test that can say, okay, over 500, you score 500 over 500, and then you are the most emotionally intelligent person in the world. No, that doesn't exist. So let's break it down. What is emotional intelligence? There's so much to take into the bow. I'll try to be as brief and concise as possible. At the same time, understanding that being practical is also part of the pillars of this podcast. All right, so what is emotional intelligence? Let me define it. Emotional intelligence, also called emotional quotients, EI or EQ, describes the ability to monitor your emotions. One, as well as the emotions of others. Two, the ability to distinguish between and label different emotions correctly. Three, and to use emotional information to guide your thinking and behavior. Four, and influence that of others. Five. Let me take that again. Emotional intelligence describes the ability to monitor your own emotions as well as that of others. That's one. To distinguish between and label different emotions correctly. That's two. And to use emotional information to guide your thinking and behavior. That's three. And influence that of others. Four. Okay? So this definition was put together by Goldman, Major and Salovey, 1995 and 1990. So that's one of the best measures of emotional intelligence you can see out there. Now I have to identify the key elements in this definition so that we understand exactly what it means. Forget all the vocab. No, let's break it home. Okay. Number one thing you need to know is that for you to be an emotionally intelligent person, you have to first identify and label your own emotions. If I ask you, what are emotions, or what are your emotions? I know, contrary to the myth out there, because when you hear he's an emotional person, people are talking about love, anger. You hear control your emotions, and then they are talking to somebody who is angry or somebody who is stupidly in love, quote unquote, if that makes sense. Alright, but what are the categories of emotions? Paul Ekman told us clearly that fear, sadness, happiness, disgust, surprise, and anger are the six accepted categories of emotions. You're shocked there's no love, right? Love is not an emotion. Okay, let's not dwell on that. Right now, you've been able to label this. What does these emotions mean to you? What do you do when you're angry? What do you do when you're happy? What do you do when you're sad, when you're disgusted, when you are surprised? What do you do? How do you respond to them? How does this influence and affect the people around you? Take for instance, if you are angry and then you throw tantrums, you probably destroy things, and then somebody's feelings is hurt, or you say things that, see, some people say some things and then you literally wonder if you were not created by God. That's how toxic some people are, because they are angry. Somebody was sharing some weeks ago and was saying that the most demonic set of people, he said short people who have big foreheads, foreheads, who go dead quiet when they are angry, or who laugh when they are angry. And I asked the person, please, how do you rate somebody that has all these things? I have an amazing friend. She's short. I won't mention her name. She's short. But if she's listening to this, she knows I'm friends. She's short. Like, cute. She has a big forehead. Big eyeball. And then when she's angry, she's either dead quiet or she's laughing. That's what some people do. They laugh when they're angry. Some cry. See, I read of a guy that when he's upset, he goes to the toilet because he starts having running stomach. And the moment he uses the restroom, he's fine. People are different. We are individualistic. Okay? So, there is no hard and right rule to this. We can only have a benchmark, and then you relate to people in their individuality. I know a lot of guys, I've spoken with a couple of guys, so like they are confused. When their girlfriend is angry, she cries. When she's happy, she cries. When she's sad, she cries. I just bought her a car, she's crying. I gave her cash to change her wardrobe, she's crying. I helped her do chores in the house, she's crying. Like, how do you expect me to understand what you feel? Okay, we are different. Alright, and remember I established that we are emotional beings. So let's move very quickly. Now you have to identify and label these emotions in people too. What does your girlfriend do when she's angry? What does your colleague do in the office when he's happy? I remember there was a time I shared a news with a friend, and then he started behaving crazily. And I'm like, why are you even doing that? Because he was excited. Somebody who didn't have an insight into the background story will probably come in and be like, what's wrong with this one? You understand? So, that's people for you. And then you tell somebody something great sometimes, and then they do like, you understand? They just freeze and then reprocess. How we respond to these emotions are different. So, you have to identify those things so that you know how to relate with people better. Stay with me. After you have identified these emotions, remember I said you have to identify the emotions, label them, identify them in others, label them too, and then you consciously monitor the triggers of these emotions in people and even in you. Okay, what gets you angry? What gets you angry? What makes you happy? For some people, they really get angry. I'm one of those persons. I really get angry because I have understood that if you know better, you will do better. So I just make excuse for you, or I forgive you in advance, or worst case scenario, when I'm angry, I go dead quiet, or I just move, I just take a walk. But what are the things that get you angry? Me, for instance, what gets me angry is when you don't use your sense. Like, for God's sake, You see people do something and you're wondering, you were created too now? Why are you behaving like you took leave of your senses? When you do something that it's not human, that even an animal would not do, I get very angry. I'm sorry I have to start the instance of this rape that is ravaging our world right now. It is wrong. It is very wrong. It is infuriating. Okay, let's not digress. Well, those are the kind of things that get me angry. How do I respond to them? Either if you get me angry, I either call you, talk to you about it, or I go dead quiet. Just let breeze blow on it. If that makes sense. Okay? So understand that. What triggers your happiness? What triggers your anger? In short, emotional intelligence is the measure of your maturity. So if you hear people say, that guy is mature. Oh, that guy behaves himself maturely. Oh, that lady is very mature. They are trying to tell you, in essence, that the person has a high emotional quotient. And please, this has nothing to do with age. It has absolutely nothing to do with how old you are. I have seen fools at 40 and 20s who are wise. Okay, now what is the EQ concept? Self-awareness. Now, everything I've been saying has been the EQ concept, and I've been able to break down the definition in a way you would understand. But everything I've been saying is the EQ concept, but let's bring it into perspective so that you can really pinpoint. So, the EQ concept broadly is defined in four ways. First is self-awareness. You're aware of yourself, why you do the things you do. How do you respond to the things happening around you? If somebody slap you, what do you do? I read a book some years back, and the person said that if the person driving has his headlamp at full intensity, shouldn't I just put my own headlamp at full intensity too? And guess what the father said? The father said, one madman is enough. You don't have to be mad. Secondly, self-management. Now you've understood you. Now how do you manage you? See, for some people, I know that when you're explaining something to somebody, I expect the person to have caught up, and then you just feel like, I wish you could see the expression on my face, but how do you manage that? Now, number three, social awareness. Excuse me, the people around you, how do you relate with them? That is very, very important. And finally, relationship management. Your relationship with people, it's very key. You can't shy away from it. It's very important. Relationship at work, relationship with boo or bae, relationship with parents. God, let's not even go into that. The African world doesn't seem to have that. Relationship with parents, relationship with your boss, relationship with your colleagues, relationship with your subordinates. How do you relate with them? The higher your EQ, the better your relationship status. Now, where does emotional intelligence become important? How important is this thing, Seth? Let me shock you. Do you know? Okay, there was a survey that happened some years back, not too long ago, and they weighed the productivity of people with high IQ and people with high EQ. And the guys with high EQ made times three of the turnovers at the end of the quarter. So companies are beginning to shift towards EQ than IQ. EQ is becoming very important. So it is something you need to pay close attention to, because in actual sense, every area of your life is hinged around your EQ. Now, to relieve stress is one way emotional intelligence is very important. Let me be clear. Your head, the mind, is where stress starts and ends. That's where stress is birthed. Take for instance, a few weeks back, I had a gist with my boss, and then we were under so much pressure, and something needed to be done. I already messed up with a task, and I needed to do damage control. So, and then she was like, TD, she calls me TD. She's like, TD, what happened? Why did that happen? Guess what I did? I shut down. I wasn't being rude, but I needed to bring myself home, to find a solution to the problem. So taking all of that would stress me. So she was just talking, I was hearing, I wasn't listening. That's for some people. A second rethink is enough to avoid being stressed out. Because in actual sense, hypertension doesn't even respect age anymore. You see 20s, having hypertension, swallowing pills by the day, it shouldn't happen. Don't get yourself overly worked up. If your EQ is high, your stress level will be low. Because I'm not saying you will form the wall of China or you will develop thick skin, but you'll be able to rationalize actions. You'll be able to think, quote unquote, for people. Understand why they do things. And then you will not be using Panadol for somebody's headache. Okay? The best of criticisms is given in a constructive way. The moment you approach people and you start attacking their person instead of the situation, there is never a way they're going to listen to you. So your EQ is important in your communication. You also build lasting relationships as a result of sound EQ. Please, I am begging you, don't burn bridges. Don't think that, yes, there are 7 billion people in the world. If my relationship with this person doesn't work, move on. No, don't do that. Don't do that. I have amazing friends. I have long-standing friends. And they've been there. See, I have friends that we've, at some point, gone our separate ways. And then we realized that before things went south, we were friends. And we came back. Let me shock you. I don't believe that there are exes. There are no exes in life. There are just lessons. I've had friends that we were emotionally attached. The fact that things doesn't work out with somebody is not a license to scattering the old. I'm going to be real with you. The person who pushed me, who was my number one drive to having my podcast, falls in the category of somebody you once had emotional entanglements with, and then everything went bad and we all went our separate ways. Now we came back to become very good friends, accountability partners. So don't burn bridges. When your EQ is there, you build lasting relationships. All right, number four, conflict resolution. That thing is a skill. Like, it's a skill, because in actual sense, nobody narrates a story to where is at fault. That was something my father told me a long time ago. A comes and tells you the beautiful part of it. B comes and tells you the beautiful part of it. It takes IEQ to filter through, see between the lines. And then you make a right judge. Yoruba will tell us that it is a wicked adult, a wicked elder, that judges a case after hearing only one side of the story. And when I say elder, I'm not talking of 40s, 50s, 60s, or 70s. I'm talking of people that are mature. It has nothing to do with it. Finally, helps you to imbibe empathy. Empathy is the ability to feel what people are feeling. Put yourself in their shoes. I tell people my superpowers are two: spontaneity and empathy. Yes, I know you will say, I understand where you're coming from. Seems vague, but when I tell you I understand where you're coming from, I do. Even if I have not first-hand experienced what you went through, it comes easy for me to paint the scenario, hacked it out in my head, and talk to you as if I was there. And then I've got a lot of testimonies of people saying that you seem to have the right to us to say, it's not me, it's just, it comes natural for me. So empathy is built or cultivated on the premise of good emotional intelligence. Let's wrap it up this way. EQ is different from IQ. Don't get it mixed up. IQ is what you have on your CV, okay? That's what you have on your CV. But EQ is the unwritten credentials that validate your CV. IQ is aptitude. EQ is attitude. And in the real sense, attitude and not aptitude is what determines your altitude in life. That's not right. That's real fact. How high you will go depends on your attitude, and your attitude again is measured by your level of emotional intelligence. Now finally, IQ can open great doors for you, man. You could have first class. You could be the new Albert Einstein, and then have a sit down invite with have a coffee date with Bill Gates, and then share your beautiful ideas. But if you don't see them rightly, if you don't have the right attitude, you mess everything up. So IQ can open great doors of opportunities for you, but what keeps you in the room that IQ opened is your EQ. We'll call it a wrap there. Thank you so much. As a recap, I defined emotional intelligence for you. I said you have to label and understand your emotions, label and that of others too, know how this affects people. I said, according to Paul Ekman, fear, sadness, happiness, disgust, surprise, and anger are the types of emotions, the broad categories of emotions, pardon me. I was clear to state that emotional intelligence is a measure of your maturity, and that's nothing to do with age. So the UK concept is categorized as under self-awareness, you know yourself, you manage yourself, social awareness, people around you, and then you manage relationships too. So EQ is important to relieve stress, communicate better, you build lasting relationship, you resolve conflicts, and then you imbibe empathy. And I was clear to draw a line between IQ and EQ. Thank you so much for staying with me. Please, your feedback is important, your responses. All right, thank you so much. You can listen to this podcast on all the platforms I mentioned earlier: Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Cast, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and of course, Anchor. I remain your host, Timi Dayo Muyibio. Thank you so much for your time.